Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes, my name's Diana Minkle. I was thought I was dealing with Walmart on my Facebook, and then I suddenly had a 59-something charge from you all, and the credit card caught it and informed me of it, and I did not approve that, so I don't know what's happening and why that was charged to me.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
It's 01913.
What's your first and last name?
It's Diana Minkle.
Ms. Minkle, can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 2 Cottage Lane, Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I see where you were charged $59.89. Your bank declined that charge, though. What that was for is a contest entry for a free kitchenette mixer.
It didn't say that. It said that I had won the mixer.
I'm sure
it
did.
I didn't think it went through, so I did it like 3 more times, and I don't know if you've charged me 3 more times. I hope not.
No, ma'am. And but your bank did decline it. It's a mobile food app called Bites Hub, and it's actually a sweepstakes that you're entered into to win the mixer. You haven't won. I don't know why they advertise it as such, because that's not the case.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of. Mm. I had a feeling it wasn't true. I should know better.
Okay, well,
never once mentioned that I was going to be charged 59, whatever it was,
exactly.
89.
Of course not. Okay, so at any rate, they enroll you in something called Bites Hub. It's a mobile food app that just gives you tips on how to eat healthy, how to cut sugars and carbs, to give you recipes, but you have to be enrolled in Bites Hub, and that's what the charge was for, the membership into that mobile food
app. It never mentioned that. That is weird. He goes, he's with the company. I don't even know the company's name, but I know I did something
right
for the $2 charge to come off of there. And then lo and behold,
it wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, all it said was $2. And I said, okay, I'll see if this goes through.
Right.
And never once, it just says Walmart for the whole thing. So.
And they do offer it for $20 a month if you want to stay enrolled in the.
I don't want that because I eat healthy myself. I don't need someone telling me how to do it.
Exactly.
But that is weird. I just thought that was kind of odd. I guess when I see that again, I'll know it's
mm-hmm.
not true.
Okay, exactly. Here's your cancellation number, ma'am.
Okay.
C as in cancel, 920-505-984.
So it's already been canceled?
Yes, ma'am. I just canceled it.
Okay. Great.
So they won't try and charge you again, ma'am.
Well, they won't try to have to replace my credit card.
No, you don't have to do that. No, ma'am. Your bank declined it anyway.
Well, it said something weird on there, and it didn't even say that it went through. So I did it like several times, and I'm thinking, I hope it didn't go through. Like charging me. But I thought it was just $2, so I'm thinking that wouldn't be right. But then it was $59.89, so that was. They need to put it on there. That you're paying
for
that.
Well, there is a disclaimer on it because people call in sometimes once they get charged and they see it. So they'll call in to cancel and say they don't want to be enrolled in a monthly membership.
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
You have to read through the terms and conditions very carefully and thoroughly.
Yeah.
It's not in small print. It's in the same size font as everything else in the terms and conditions. But I don't know exactly where it falls into play. But I know people do call when they see it to cancel the same day. So it's there.
Okay.
At any rate, you don't have to worry about it because your account is canceled.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and stay safe,
you
ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.